The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. Running her mouth, she wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looked like he wanna fight, he ain't doing nothing. Continue getting us your reaction all morning long to the Brewers losing game one to the Mets yesterday. Dave from Aaron, as we were talking about Freddie Peralta being pulled after four. Freddie hasn't been the strikeout king of the Brewers for a couple of years now, but Gabe is right, especially in the playoffs. You can't send him out there a third time against the order at that point in the game. We got unlucky with Piamps and Ashby not playing well, and I agree with that because, as we have said, the Brewers had the second best bullpen by ERA in the regular season. So why wouldn't you feel confident leaning on them in that situation, going to them in that situation? You would if you're Murph. This is Monday morning quarterbacking, of course. We talked about Freddie and whether or not he was kind of stretching himself out with these five innings and these five-plus inning outings headed into the postseason. Seems like he thought, based on what he said afterward, he should have gone back out there. But maybe that's revisionist history because they lost the game. Like, all of that is possible as well. Greg weighing in saying starting pitching will be the main reason we lose or win this series. They're the catalyst for determining the swing of the game. Montas has been sharp coming into the postseason and will give confidence or lack thereof in the bullpen and batting order. But Ed weighing in saying this is just like Lucy yanking the football from Charlie Brown. Sooner or later, you can't trust it. And I think that's where a lot of Brewers fans, again, not all, but a lot of Brewers fans find themselves this morning. This feels familiar. I have seen this movie before. I have invested myself. I have been there. I have enjoyed watching the team in the regular season. And yet here we are again with our backs against the walls behind the eight ball in the postseason. And Joshy, what would you say to people who are feeling that way this morning?
It's a polluted mindset, but I'm right there with you.
Why can't you be mentally stronger, Joshy? I want you to be mentally stronger.
You potato.
usually I am in these situations. I'm usually the, hey, let's calm down. Let's let it play out. But it's just... it's just, we've seen it happen. We've seen this game before, and it's supposed to be different. I've spent a lot of time talking about this team has high expectations. It's a small sample size. You have to figure that in. It's, what, 16 times ever that there has been even these wild card series?
Yeah.
But for it to be that much of a difference maker in that first game, three-game series is not a lot. If you don't have it for two games, you're done, you're home. All of that good from the season is gone. And it feels like the Brewers are in a bad spot, and I've played this game before, and I've come out disappointed.
Well, and I went into the game, and this is how I am a lot of times, but especially for the Brewers in the postseason, man, I had major butterflies.
Uh-huh.
I was feeling very anxious headed into it. Excited, yes. I love playoff baseball. I don't think there's anything better, actually. I know people will make a case for playoff hockey, but I love playoff baseball. And I was like, I'm nervous. I don't feel confident. Yeah, they've been a good team, but they're young. First-year manager, all of the things that we have used as reasons why this season felt different. To me, Gabe was like, okay, that's one side of the coin. But on the other hand, it could all sort of unravel them as well.
After they scored two runs, that ease you? 2-0?
Minimal. I said, great start. Great, because Freddie goes out, goes 1-2-3,
yeah,
and then they come back and put the runs on the board. And I said, great start by the Brew Crew. It has eased my butterflies a little bit. Not completely, still there, but it eased it a little bit because you couldn't ask for a better start. But again, it's a long game. And as you saw, you know, things fell apart. The wheels fell off in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
I felt extremely good because I've watched the Brewers not put runs on the board for what feels like the last three playoff appearances, and I was riding high, and that's probably why I feel even worse now, because the Brewers weren't able to hold on to it, which has kind of been their game recently. You kind of jump out to the lead, and you stomp them down, you hold them out, because the bullpen, for as long as this run's been going, has been a plus for the Brewers, and we keep pointing to that fifth inning, and that's where everything fell down. You gave them five outs. But getting runs on the board was like a whew.
Well, and then to bounce back after you gave up the three.
Yes.
Okay, now you're up 4-3.
Yes.
To get those back. Now you respond, because they've done that before. They jump out to the lead. Then they never, you know, they give up the lead and then never come back.
Right.
To come back, look, I've got all the confidence in the world in this offense. For Terang, Chorio, and Contreras to get three hits to start the game last night, I love this offense. And I think they're going to continue to put pressure on Manea and the Mets tonight.
Justin in the 262 weighing in saying, is this where we feel the pain trading away a true ace in Corbin Burns? Feels like our starting rotation has a bunch of B guys. We need someone like, I don't know who this guy is, in Detroit.
Oh, Scooble?
Scooble in Detroit, who we can ride a game one with. Only thing I will say about that is Corbin Burns went out there yesterday for the Orioles, and they lost a 1-0 game to the Royals.
Yeah, and Corbin Burns actually pitched pretty bad last year in the game he pitched for the Brewers.
So, again, great. Throw him out there,
and
right?
And wouldn't pitch again if we remember that whole scenario, too.
Yeah.
Because you brought it up, the how many innings he was willing to pitch. He wouldn't pitch on short rest. The Brewers wanted him to go. He said no.
Justin weighing in saying, not to state the obvious, but not having your MVP's steady presence, who has made a long playoff run, is a killer right now. Obviously referring to Christian Yelich, who they have kept around, who has been around. Do you think there is a difference between him being in the dugout, being in the clubhouse, being around the team to be that steadying, calming force, and him being in the lineup and out in the field?
Well, I mean, it would be great if he was in the lineup, because that just makes your lineup even deeper, especially the way he was playing. But, I mean, this lineup has actually, I mean, they have thrived without Christian. They could be better if he was there. But the fact that he's around certainly helps.
Isn't the MVP of this team now and moving forward just Jackson?
Yeah, he's the best player on the team.
Christian's very good still.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Taking nothing away from Christian Yelich.
The best player is on the field still, and he's taking at-bats, and he's robbing home runs, and he's getting big, big hits in points that matter.
As a 20-year-old.
Yes.
At 20. Doing things that 20-year-olds aren't supposed to be doing at this level. That's what's exciting to me with Jackson Chourio. Because at 20, you could have shrunk from that moment last night. He didn't. Yeah, he made the mistake in the field. But he had a good night at the plate, still robbed a home run, and he's going to come with that energy for tonight's game as well.
Tim in the 414 says, weird, because all year Murphy was the anti-council, then tonight pulling Freddie early was a classic council move. Katie weighing in saying, I need to remind myself it's a 3-game series. They have won those all year long, but man, do they know how to break our hearts or what? And I think that's what people are feeling
this
morning.
It's not one and done here. You still have an opportunity to go out there and get it today. That's the fun part. That's fun.
You ever dated one of those people, by the way, that it's like, you see the red flags, but you're like, ah, it's fine. I'm sure it'll be. And then they come around again, and they come around again, and they come around again. And by the time you're like, I know this movie. I've seen this play. You keep hoping that it's going to change. It's not going to change. I feel like that's what people are experiencing this morning. It's like, man, and again, the fact that the team is young, the fact that Murph is there, the fact that there was all this new energy and they play different and this year feels different, there was a part of me that was like, is this just fool's gold? Are we just being suckered into thinking this season will be different and it will be same old, Gabe?
It's a radically different team. Only 10 players were on the postseason roster last year out of 26. So 16 new guys, brand new manager, new bench coach and Ricky Weeks. Like, the team is radically different. It's not the same old. I know yesterday's result is disappointing, and you can be mad as hell about that if you want, but there is still a game today. It's not over. It's not done.
Brewers went out last night and brewered again. That from Ronnie in the 262. There is no confidence there coming back to win this series. The silver lining is now I can go to Pottawatomie and place my bets on the Mets to make the World Series. Thanks for the Pottawatomie endorsement. John in the 414 says, I want to stay positive. I want to stay positive for Brewers fans. I don't want to believe that they can have a great season and it all ends in 2 or 3 games and it's just done like every other year. Go Brewers. Go get it. Let's stay positive. Hope and pray that this postseason ride continues. It sounds like he's trying to convince himself.
Yeah, he's convincing himself. He's 100% convincing.
Hope
yeah.
and pray.
He's convincing himself. And not doing a very good job, I might add. Doing a pretty bad job of convincing himself.
I think I feel worse.
Maybe that's on me.
That's what we're resorting to?
Maybe I needed to read it differently. If I read it differently, it says, nope, same thing. I was going to try to give it
emphasis.
A dramatic reading. Let's all stay positive. Hope and pray that the postseason continues.
Yeah, hope and pray is a tough one to get over. I don't know how you navigate the hope and pray.
That one's going to stick with me.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Much more to come. Keep getting us your reaction all morning long. Are you feeling confident or are you worried that we are back on the hamster wheel, that this is same old Brewers and they went ahead and choked this postseason away?
Guys, I'm telling you, if you're making plans to propose to that special someone in your life, the Jewelry Center is the only place to go for the ring. They're the best place to shop for diamond engagement rings in Milwaukee for a reason. It's what I did. It's what you should do as well. And look, it's okay if you don't have an idea of what she wants. Maybe you go to her Pinterest page. Try to get some ideas from that. Bring those ideas to the Jewelry Center and the helpful team that they have assembled, always going to point you in the right direction. And they've got a lot of selection, whether you're looking for a naturally mined diamond, lab-grown diamonds, whatever you're in the market for. When it comes to an engagement ring, the Jewelry Center has it. Check out the inventory at any one of the three locations, Greenfield, Brookfield, or in Burlington. Shop online at shoptjc.com. And when you go to the Jewelry Center, tell them that Gabe and Chew sent you.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Hey, all you sports bettors, if you aren't making your wagers at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, then you are missing out on an elite experience. It is a complete sports betting paradise, a state-of-the-art venue with dozens of self-service betting kiosks, seating for more than 200 people, a first-class bar and restaurant, a VIP deck, and of course the broadcast booth where we bring you the weekly wager. Most Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. If you're short on time, they also have a free 20-minute reserved structured parking area. They have figured it all out. Bet above the rest, only at Pottawatomie. Told Gabe we might pivot and talk about Davante Adams and the schartenfarter that Joshy is experiencing.
I'm a shart and farter.
But we will hold on to that because there is a lot of reaction rolling in on your Milwaukee Brewers. And frankly, guys, it's split. There are some people out there who are saying, like, I am confident they can do it. I believe someone asked for Joshy to pull the numbers, which we did discuss in the first hour of the show. Remember, if you miss any of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, you can always find it on Wisconsin On Demand. But AB in the 414 said, have Josh check the Brewers season for losing the first and winning the next two of a series. It has probably happened a lot. I saw this number yesterday. 17 series this year, they lost the first game. Seven of those, they went on to win the series. 7 of 17. So there's the number. That's what I saw. I'm pretty sure that I saw that on X last night. So there it is. If that gives you hope, if that gives you confidence, terrific.
So you're saying there's chance.
Correct.
Big chance. Healthy chance.
It's less than 50%.
What side are you on here, Josh?
I'm just math.
All right, Rich and G-Dale.
No, that's the first time you've been on math side, too.
No attempts to steal a base, no pinch hitters, last 17 up and 17 down. Seems like we quit after the top of the fifth. And there are people who are saying they were out at the ballpark last night, guys, and they said the air got sucked out
of the
stadium after the fifth
inning. Yeah, that'll happen.
So then is it on the fans who are there to kind of recreate it?
Yeah, that's part of it, but also the Brewers have to provide it. You know, you have to get a base runner. It's hard to get up for a game when there's nobody on base.
No one likes the guy who's cheering when nothing good's happening and trying to get you
like
pumped
up. You know, and I don't think there was an opportunity to steal a base last night. Like, when they got runners on in those innings, there was just never really that opportunity, I think, and they cashed in some of those runs. You know, they were super aggressive on the base paths. Again, just because they didn't steal any base didn't mean they weren't pushing the envelope, because they certainly were. I mean, Bryce Tarang didn't really even hit a ball into the gap and had two doubles to start the game. Sal Frelick picked up a double that just barely got into the gap. They were being really aggressive on the base path.
John weighing in saying, as much as the current situation stinks, and it does, let's not all be potatoes and start hating on different players on the team and saying what they should have done and what they should be doing. We have to remember it was a great season. We have a great team. No one expected us to be this good, even though we feel like we're in the same situation.
That feels like loser talk.
Also, are we doing the Pee Wee's Playhouse thing with potatoes now? Like, are people just like weaving it into conversation and we're like, potatoes? Ah!
Seems like Adam Schefter using it could be a jump the shark moment.
Yeah.
Where we may have to end up retiring it.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Al in Cedarburg wants to take a more optimistic approach to this conversation. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, look, I mean, as any athlete would know, if you just throw in the towel after one game, that's what I call a loser's mentality. There's a three-game series for a reason, so move on to the next one. Today's the day. We get a dub, and then we leave it all out for game three. However, there's one thing I did just want to comment on in regards to Murph and some of his decisions. I didn't like when he pulled Freddie when he did. I mean, he had 3 2/3 innings out of four. Why don't just let him go out in the fifth? And if a runner gets on, you know, really, then make the move. Like, he was also facing the bottom third of the lineup. So I didn't get that decision from him. So that's really my only gripe. And then last but not least, I think this is kind of funny for you, Jed. I used to intern at 540 about 15 years ago, and I found an old hard drive on a digital camera with pictures, and I found a bunch that you and Trenny Kuznarek made me take when I was interning in front of the 540 sign at the old office on 3rd Street. So I'll tweet those in when I find them, but that was quite hilarious that I found those out of nowhere.
I'm 1,000,000% certain that Trenny and I did not make you take photographs of us. That's not how that works. It was probably like they needed a promotional shot for something, maybe sales or something, but I would love to see them. I'm sure I look the exact same. 800-990-3776. I, too, had an issue with Freddie being pulled. I have ranted about it. You can go back and listen to it in the first hour of the show. And I mentioned, if you go through Freddie's game log, I know Joshy mentioned 7-plus ERA in the fifth inning, right? But towards the end of the season, it feels like Freddie was starting to stretch himself. They were giving him more innings than they had in the past. 6 innings at the beginning of, at the end of August. 5 1/3, 4 2/3, 5 5 5 1/3. I am guessing Freddie Peralta went into that game thinking he was getting 5. And when he got 4, I think he was stunned. He said as much afterwards. He didn't understand it. So the point I made this morning was, I think you got to have that conversation with Freddie beforehand and say, we're putting you on a short leash. We got a great bullpen. They've been holding up their end of the donkey all season long. We'll use you until, you know, I make the call. And then Freddie afterwards goes, you know, Murph told me that I might have a short leash. It's playoff baseball. Got to win the game. Got to go to the hot hand. And if that happens to be in the bullpen, great. But yes, I too felt like because Freddie was cruising, because he had retired the previous 9, he was in a good spot to go back out there, and I also would have let him start the fifth inning, and that's not just revisionist history Monday morning quarterbacking. Gabe.
You got one of the best bullpens in the game. You trust it. I didn't have a problem with it because, again, so many relievers, it's so much easier. You don't want to throw them into that high leverage situation right away because if now a runner gets on, now it's on you instead of being able to go out there, start a fresh, clean inning, and be able to work it. It makes a lot of sense. I thought, he had retired 9 in a row, but he was kind of working some counts deep, wasn't exactly super sharp, and he lets one guy on. Okay, now you're going to let him continue to go top of the order, and you're asking a lot of a reliever, too. So it was a weird spot in the ballgame. Murph made the decision. If you want to be mad at it, be mad at it. I'm more mad at the guys that were out there and couldn't execute simple plays that you should be able to execute.
Chef Ed weighing in saying, an analogy for you guys, with the Packers, the Bucks, or the Brewers, why does it feel like we are always close but no cigars?
The Bucks just won a championship.
Just?
3 years ago?
How long can you just? No, I'm being serious. This is a good question. How long can you just?
Considering it was 50 years between the first and the second, I think we've got a little leeway here with the Bucks after three.
I think 5 is the just. I've been driven absolutely bananas by the Mets fans who are like celebrating and crying their birth. And you guys were in a World Series like 9 years ago?
Wasn't that long, yeah. Pretty
close.
What
are you guys getting some great relief from? We've been in the playoffs 6 of the last 7, and we got Bupkis to show for it.
Many wins is the Tigers.
This is... I don't... want to, I hate the like we're done, this is over, but I'm falling into it. Like the Wisconsin sports fan, we're so aggrieved. We're in the damn playoffs with all of these teams all the time. We got it pretty good. Yeah, we would love championships, more of them. That's the whole point. But like this fatalism isn't what it's Wisconsin sports. We're so unlucky. No, we got it pretty damn good. We got games that matter, and that's fun. I'm excited to watch the game, but I'm also scared.
All right, so where? Yeah, I was about to say, where
you,
are
you? Thank like, you. Thank you. I love it. I'm
don't
excited to watch
lose.
The game.
I don't.
But I'm also scared.
I didn't know
I
where
think
you
that
were.
That describes everybody.
You were saying good things and then bad things, and your tone just didn't change. I was very confused where you were landing.
Pressure is a privilege, and this
okay,
is fun.
I like that.
This is fun, but. Polluted mindset, I've said it 1,000 times. That's
No, turn off your own microphone. Don't say it. Don't want it. Don't say it.
I'm scared.
Okay, you can be scared. That's fine. You can be scared.
I'm a chicken.
Is that the new potato? Start calling everyone a chicken? No.
A lot of food items being thrown around here. 8:28 in the morning. I'm actually getting hungry. Chicken and potato sounds good right about now. I'm excited, but I'm scared. I feel like you summed it up, Joshy.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like you summed it up. The challenge, of course, is don't let the scared overtake the excitement. Still ride the wave of excitement. Still be thrilled that your team is in the postseason. But I will tell you, I think a polluted mindset is the being in the postseason is enough. Getting to the playoffs
Agreed.
Is enough. We're having so much fun here. The more you're in the postseason, the more bites of the apple you have at the championship. And if you keep getting denied and you keep getting turned away, yeah, that's going to cause some PTSD. And that's what I think we're seeing this morning with Brewers fans. There's some PTSD there, man. There's some, oh, man, seriously? I thought this would be different. I thought it'd be different this time around.
And it still can be. It's not over. It's not done. There's still a game tonight. And it's not, again, it's not 3-0. You're not even down 2-0. It's not even a 5-game series, which the 82 team, by the way, came back from down 2-0 against the Angels to get to the World Series. You're down 1-0. It's a single game.
But when you're relying on the detail of the history is a small sample size to like excite you or give you confidence that your team can be the one to come back from it.
But it's like
that
it's
also
never
feels
been
dangerous.
Done. I mean, if all four teams end up losing their 1-0 lead, because only one home team won last yesterday, by the way, it was the Padres last night. If everybody just loses and these things go 3 games, you know, it flips. I don't think anybody's going to be surprised. It's baseball. Like, I'm not relying on that number. That past, that statistic is not an indication of future success or failure.
Yeah, you tell them, Gabe.
It's not. It has nothing to do with what's going to happen on the field tonight.
No, but it
that,
does
that
show
14
trends.
Out of 16 means nothing.
It does show trends.
No,
and I'll tell you this, though.
It's fool's gold. It's just like the casino putting up black and red.
You're eating the trash, Jen. You're eating the trash.
No, here's the thing. We do the gambling show on Wednesday nights, right? And Ben Bruss is always talking about, you're going to try to bet with your heart. Don't do that. Look at the trends. Look at what the numbers show. Look at what has bared out in similar situations. That's your best bet for making money.
This is black and red. This is you're at the roulette table. Oh, black's hit 3 times in a row. Has to be red coming up. That's what it is. Like some game that happened in Philadelphia 3 years ago that maybe the Phillies won or lost has literally nothing to do with what's happening
tonight. It doesn't have literally nothing because there is something to it. There is something to the momentum that you gain from winning that first game, the confidence that you gain from winning that first game. You've thrown your best guy out there. Like there's all sorts of elements that I think contribute to it. Now, does it have anything to do with what is going to happen? Probably not. But you could get a read on why it has happened because of the trend.
I think we're sort of overthinking that it has like meaning. It's pretty simple. The team that wins first has a better chance to win.
They have an advantage.
And you have to measure. The Brewers are up against it. We can't pretend like...
No, back's against the wall.
Yeah, this is do or die.
They don't have any margin of error. The Mets have a margin of error.
Yes.
Unless the Brewers win today, and then it's do or die for everybody tomorrow.
Because I would gather, even if you apply this to like 5-game series or 7-game series, the team that wins first is going to win most often. That's just kind of how it goes. The fact that it's 3, I don't want to go into why are the Brewers having to play these wild card rounds while winning their division and running away with it.
I think everybody agrees it stinks.
I'm going to hold that back. Maybe tomorrow that's my take.
But it's not going anywhere either.
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, you're just going to have to deal with it. Like, we can bitch and moan about it all we want.
Wait, it's just not going anywhere. Nobody liked the 163 1-game thing, right? Like, that. Like, do you want a full series? Are we asking for a best of 5? Are we asking for best of 7? What would your preference be for where the Brewers find themselves right now?
The thing that stinks is they won their division, which is supposed to mean something, and yet they find themselves amongst all the wild card teams.
So you're saying that if you win a division, you should not have to play a 3-game series against...
Correct.
Who would the wild card teams play then? Each other?
Each other. I think make that a 3-game series. Can't we do it that way?
I'm down with that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd end up having to add more. Yeah, I don't know how you end up doing it, but...
Yeah, they can figure it out. Yeah. Trust them.
There's got to be some wild team. No, it's baseball. They don't have anybody smart working there.
Darn it.
They can't figure out uniforms until 2026, Jen.
I did see that, yes. We got to get to Sophia Minert, and this has been an interesting conversation. I do think there might be something too. Is it fair for a team that won its division to be in this situation? And this is, of course, you know, conveniencetheoriesforus.com because the Brewers are down.
Very convenient.
Are down one game in a best of three series. But there is something too. Should they have gotten a better lie? Should they have been given a better lie? Should baseball give a better lie to its teams that work hard all season long to win their division? Let's talk to Sophia Minert about that right after this.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Hoff had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
This conversation with Sophia Minert and all of our coverage on 94.5 ESPN as part of the Hunt for Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental. Sophia, talk me off the ledge here. Very frustrated about the way the game went down yesterday. Thought the Brewers had, I think they have the better team. I thought they were in the better position with the Mets coming off that doubleheader that they played the day before. And yet, here we are facing a one-game deficit in a best-of-three series. Give me something to be optimistic about today when the two teams take the diamond.
Yeah, I think yesterday was just a retask and put it best. It was just very uncharacteristic. Because the two things that were their calling cards all season long with their defense and their bullpen, which was the best in the National League, were ultimately kind of what let them down there in the fifth inning with the five runs scored. And they just weren't able to respond after that, offensively, and just couldn't really get anything going to get themselves back into the game. So, in terms of what that means for today, like, you've got Frankie Montas on the mound who pitched well against them Friday night when the Mets were here over the weekend. You trust him. I think he's been pitching a lot better here in September. And then I think the bullpen, even though how things went yesterday, they're still fully loaded. And I think, like, you can't underestimate what Aaron Civale did covering the last three innings of that game. They didn't have to go to anyone else. He was pretty effective. Put up zeros. Ashby was not his best outing. He wasn't very effective, didn't get an out, but it was only 18 pitches for him. Yoel Piamps, same thing. It was 14 pitches for him. Everyone else is a full go. So, you know, you're obviously going to manage aggressively tonight, and you've got your bullpen fresh and ready to go.
What was the atmosphere in the clubhouse? I mean, it's a tough loss, but you still have another game the following day. What was the mood? What was the atmosphere in the clubhouse?
Yeah, obviously, it's quiet. There was a lot of frustration. They're also processing things, and I think they felt the same way as probably what fans are feeling, what Jen is feeling and vocalizing. It's like you feel like you let one get away, right? I think with how the game started, Freddie Peralta had a good first inning. You jump out to a lead. There was some heads-up base running. The Mets come back and answer right away, but then Jackson, comes up with a huge hit to tie the game again. It was like, it just felt like the start of the game was as good as you could have asked for this team. So, and then ultimately it's like when the things that you're so good at let you down, that's frustrating. That's disappointing. So, look, they've done a great job of responding to things all season long, so I wouldn't expect anything else from them tonight.
Sophia, were you as surprised as we were about the jawing from Jesse Winker and Willie Adames kind of talking back to him? Adam McAlvey put a great tweet out there, which was like, I've been covering this a long time. I've never seen Willie Adames jaw with anybody, which makes us believe that, obviously right. We saw Winker was the instigator there. Were you surprised by that interaction?
Right. I was. However, like Friday night when the Mets were in town, Winker got hit by a pitch by Frankie Montas, actually. And Winker, you know, kind of like looked at the Brewers dugout. Maybe he thought it was intentional. I don't know. I don't know why they would have any reason to hit Jesse Winker. So I don't know if it was anything lingering from that, especially to go at Willy Adames. normally we see Willy Adames chit-chatting with the opposing team, the umpires, fans in the stands. You don't see him heated like that, but obviously Willy is a competitor. And even Willy last night after the game said, like, I'm not going to back down. If you start chirping or coming at me or whatever Jesse was saying to him. So, of course, Willie's going to respond to that. And also, I think Willy was trying to diffuse the situation of just saying, like, hey, you know, you kind of saw him put his finger up, like, hey, just knock it off. Because we're still in the middle of the inning, by the way. So there shouldn't be anything, you know, hanging over. I would hope not tonight. I mean, it's a postseason game. It's an elimination game. You can't afford to have anything happen. But, yeah, it was definitely surprising to see that so early in the game, too, because that all happened in the second inning.
What I know Freddie, I heard the sound from Freddie. He was disappointed that he was taken out after four innings. Was there any confusion from anybody else, of shock from anybody else, that Freddie was taken out after only four?
Well, I think it's easy in hindsight, right, to say, like, well, you should have left him in earlier because the move to the bullpen didn't work. But I thought, you know, this is something that Murph has been really consistent on, right, is win tonight. And in the postseason, you're going to manage aggressively to try to win the game. And they were concerned at that point about, you know, Freddie was at 68 pitches, and if you think he's got 20 or so left, that's going to get him to Francisco Lindor in the top of the Mets lineup and navigating that through a third time. And, you know, then it turns into some concern of what if he gets into some trouble or the game there, and then you're on the other side of it of, well, you left him in too late. And again, he had his reasons. He likes the matchup with Yoel Piamps, who'd been really good over the last month. Again, this bullpen has been the best in the National League. You trust your defense always, and ultimately it just didn't work out. You know, Piamps didn't cover first base. Aaron Ashby wasn't able to report an out, which was very uncharacteristic of him. So, you know, I think Freddie was obviously disappointed. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there. He was pitching well, to his credit. He had retired the last nine Mets batters. I think when decisions don't work out like that, of course you're disappointed and you can question. But the thing about Murph that I think everyone respects is he has his reasons and he sticks to them.
Sophia Minard hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we talk about the Brewers taking on the Mets again this evening. The guys were telling me that they feel really good about the Brewers winning tonight's game. Do you feel equally good? You feel good about this, you know, game going to three and the season not ending this evening?
I do. I really do. Because, again, I think you trust Frankie and just, you know, they're going to manage aggressively. Like, you just have to in an elimination game. So any sign of trouble, you're going to go to that bullpen. I mean, it sounds obvious, right? But I do think that this is a team that, like, just like last night, they put together a good first inning, and it was small ball, and it was good base running, and using their speed, you know, to take an early lead. It's like if they can grab an early lead, that obviously changes your bullpen decisions and how Pat Murphy manages this game. So I'm confident in them. They've done a great job of responding challenges, and you know, Reese Hoskins put it pretty simply last night. He was like, we have to win two games, and we did that a lot over the course of this season, right? So they won 30 series over the regular season. They've got to win another one. So you've got to win tonight, you got to win tomorrow. And I think, you know, they've done a good job of just flushing things and moving on to the next day.
How cool was it, though? I mean, I was super excited for Jackson Chourio. I know he misplayed the ball and left as part of the fateful, you know, fifth inning, but to see him get off to the start, because he's 20 years old. If the moment became too big for him at 20, it would stink, but it would, you know, it'd be understandable. But he stepped up. I mean, he had the hit right away, had the hit, as you mentioned, to tie it up, robbed a home run. I mean, it was a pretty good debut for Jackson.
I thought it was a great debut. I totally agree with you. And look, I think, like, this was what I was hoping to see, because Jackson is just, I said this earlier on MLB Network Radio, like, he's a show pony, right? Like, he loves big games. He loves big moments. He is not afraid of the big moment. I think he's extremely confident in his abilities. And obviously with the second half that he put together, there's a lot of reasons for him to be confident. And I don't mean that in that he's like an arrogant player, because that's not who he is at all. But there is like a really strong inner confidence and a belief that he has in what he can do. And I thought he met the moment last night. I really do. Putting together a multi-hit game, the game tying double, that great catch up against the wall with Starling Marte. That's a leadoff double right there to start the inning. Obviously misplayed the next one on Tyrone Taylor, which is tough. That's a catch you feel like he makes a lot. But, I mean, you think about, like, that's a tough play for any left fielder to make, and that's a play that he probably doesn't make in the first half. So, again, I think, you know, now he can kind of settle in. If he had any nerves yesterday, he really didn't show it. Even before the game, he was the same Jackson that we've seen every day. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to like from what Jackson showed you in that first game, and hopefully that continues here tonight. And with Sean Manaea on the mound, you'd expect him. He'll probably be in the leadoff spot.
Gabe will be at the game this evening. Sophia Minert will be at the ballpark as well. Sophia, thanks for hanging out with us, and we will keep the good times rolling. Keep the good vibes. Positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's hope that we're chatting next week, right, when they're hosting the NLDS against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
I'll let Gabe handle the confidence wagon right now. That's Sophia Minert. She joins us each and every week during the Major League Baseball season. Football season is back, and I am excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with their game day energy. Drink Celsius like me and college football stars Travis Hunter, Jalen Milrow, Dylan Gabriel, and more. 27 refreshing flavors. Stay active and energized all game day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have 5 safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
2 field goals, 2 safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wrap up your summer with a simple deposit at Great Midwest Bank. Watch your savings grow larger as the days grow shorter. With competitive rates and tailored banking solutions, your money works harder for you when you bank at Great Midwest Bank. Join a community that values your growth and supports your journey. Great Midwest Bank is where your financial goals go to become a reality.
Be a believer in Brewer Fever. It's fun to join in the cheering. Stomp your feet, clap your hands.
That's a great song, Joshy. It's getting me pumped. Be a believer. You're part of the team sitting in the stands. Catch the fever. All right, I'll catch it.
Good.
Catch the fever.
Good.
I mean, but I think Joshy summarized how a lot of people are feeling this morning, myself included. I'm excited, but I'm scared.
Yeah, you can be scared. That's fine. No reason not to be. I get the being frightful, but again, as long as you're not defeated.
I'm having fun.
As long as you're not defeated. Like, okay, this is... Don't Eeyore your way through game 2.
But I'm nervous.
That's fine. You can be nervous. You should be nervous before every playoff game.
Why am I wringing my hands right now? It is 8:53 in the morning. The game is hours away. Many hours away. It's going to be a rough day for me.
Counting them down.
I'm done being negative today.
Yeah, all right,
so
boy,
you decide. You're flipping
the
switch.
Positive from here on out.
Getting rid of that polluted mindset.
I'm positive they're going to lose this series.
Well, why not us, huh? Why can't we do it?
All right,
it?
Derrick Rose.
Why not? We score a lot of runs.
Just play the song again. Don't make. Just keep playing the song.
We've got 3 minutes left here.
You can't just play it for 3 minutes.
Well, then, yeah. Gabe, you're going to have to handle this for me because I gave you what I got. I'm excited, but I'm nervous. I'm having fun, but I'm scared.
Look, I mean, the Brewers have hit left-handed pitching good this year. You're going to have a little bit of a different lineup than you did. I mean, Sophia mentioned that with Manaea on the mound. So you won't have Bowers out there. Probably going to be Gary Sanchez handling the designated hitter duties tonight. It's going to be a powerful lineup. I'm feeling good about tonight. I love this lineup. This lineup is just so completely different. Because I remember being at Game 2 last year, and the Brewers had a lot of opportunities against the Diamondbacks. But then you're like, okay, bases are loaded. All right, cleanup hitter's coming up. And it's Mark Canna. Bleep. It's not the same way. Okay, cleanup hitter's coming up. Oh, who we got? Oh, we got Willie coming up? Like, this, the lineup is just so much deeper and better, and especially when you get some more of those right-handed bats in there, I think you feel really good about the lineup. The lineup is going to carry them through tonight. The bullpen's going to carry them through. There's a blip on the radar with Howell last night. Not going to be a blip tonight.
Was that the game where we made you do the social stuff? And you
Yeah.
Don't do that. That did not work out for the Brewers last time. 800-990-3776. Robert in the 262 saying, if you wake up thinking today is going to suck, then the day is going to suck. So along those lines, I'm going to go into tonight's game with positive vibes and hope that that rubs off on the crew. I've often wondered if the players can sense when the fans are feeling nervous and getting tight sphincters and can feel that negative energy. So shake it off and win the damn thing. That from Robert in the Falls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, haven't you ever been to a game where the crowd's getting nervous and there's just an energy like that in the arena or stadium?
Energy is transferable.
100%.
Obviously, I don't plan on being in the immediate vicinity of any Brewers players, but if I do enter their spheres, I will make sure that my energy is good. Positive vibes.
How do you feel about Vegas having the Brewers favored?
What is it?
I mean, it's not, -115 on the money line.
And I have, that's the other thing. I haven't bet on the Brewers at all because y'all think I'm a jinx. On the off chance.
You're the one who wants to rely on the numbers, all right? You want to rely on the numbers before.
That I am a jinx. I decided not to bet on the Brewers.
Yeah, play this one safe.
I'm at 9-12 for the season, by the way. We talked about that on Monday. 9-12 for the season. That's not bad.
It's not good.
Yeah, but I can keep game. I can keep chasing.
Yeah, well, I understand. Yeah.
This is where things get dangerous. You start adding a couple extra bets.
No. I'm very disciplined. Only 5 a week. And I've been doing, as Joshy knows, very well in college football space.
5 a week, then how do we have 21 bets?
Because I did more than that week one.
Okay. So
week one, I'm
the math
was
isn't mathing
boppity
here.
Just throwing really money at bets. Here. Yes. So then I was like, let's set a number and do 5, Jen. So we do 5 a week. Come catch the yes, fever. That's right. Music. The fever with brewing
is for everyone. They're winning tonight. I feel good. Fever and I feel great. Fever when you feel the excitement of the big home run. Stomping your feet, clapping your hands. You're part of the team sitting in the stands. Come see what's brewing.